Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024. The Philippine Coast Guard slams what it called China's use of brute force to assert its illegal claims in Philippine waters. On Tuesday, China once again fired water cannons on Philippine vessels on a brief supply mission near Scarborough Shoal. The attack lasted for nearly an hour, causing damage to the PCG's BRP Bagakay and a vessel of the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources. Commodore Jay Tariela of the PCG also refutes China's claims it was able to stop the mission. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. reaffirms government support for workers on Labor Day. He also called on wage boards to review minimum wage rates. This as labor groups took to the streets demanding higher wages amid high prices of goods. Philippine House lawmakers vow to fast-track the passage of amendments to the country's rice tariffication law. House Speaker Martin Romualdez said Tuesday the proposed changes to the measure would allow government to sell the staple grain directly to the public. He believes this would help reduce prices to as much as 30 pesos per kilo. And the Philippine Energy Regulator ordering the suspension of the wholesale electricity spot market in Luzon and Visayas when major power grids in the areas are placed on red alert. The market serves as the platform for trading electricity as a commodity in the Philippines. The power grids of Luzon and Visayas have been repeatedly put on red and yellow alerts in recent weeks as the extreme heat led to a surge in electricity demand. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.